Welcome and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in program number 48. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you four different ways at the end of the program. It's absolutely free. Tell us whether you want a CD or an audio tape. Today we have part 5 of a piece of literature that the Lord gave me, entitled Another Pearl Harbor. I pray that you've all heard part 1, 2, 3, and 4. This is part 5. And it looks like this piece of literature that the Lord has given me a couple of years ago is going to go at least 10, maybe 12 parts, maybe more, I don't know, because it all depends on the amount of commentary the Lord gives me. You know, as time goes by, there are many other things that transpire, and there's many other things to add to the literature. Ordinarily, I suppose the literature could have been read in a couple of hours, but as it is, we're on part 5, and we have a couple of letters here, one from Africa and the other one from India. But first, let's all go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to anoint outwardly this service. Father God, we thank and praise your name for salvation. We thank you for the spirit of you within us. Then, Lord, we thank you for the outward anointing. Jesus was born of the Spirit, just as we now are. He was born of the Spirit the minute he was conceived. But when he went into the ministry right after his baptism, when he arose out of the water, the Holy Spirit came down like a dove and baptized him with the Holy Spirit, which is the outward anointing for him to be able to do the ministry, to be in the ministry. And immediately he was sent out in the ministry to be tested or tempted by Satan so that he could immediately show Satan his mettle. And from the record, we see that he certainly did show that he had, Father, your spirit in him, that he definitely had the fullness of the Godhead in his human body, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And therefore, when we become born again, we also have that same spirit. Also, if we want to be in the ministry, and all you people, all you Christians that have never believed in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you want to be in the ministry, and if you want to have power to be able to withstand all the fiery darts of Satan and all the temptations of this world, which are the same as fiery darts, you're going to need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I would suggest that you get started seeking for it immediately. The Lord wants you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit a lot more than you want to receive it. Father, you're saying these things to them because you want them to be baptized. They've been told, Father, that they're going to be raptured out of the tribulation, but as I know, and for sure you know, they're not going to unless they die before they go through the tribulations. But we who really know you, Father, we know we're going to go through the tribulations because you said immediately after the tribulations that you're going to come back and get your people. Well, we praise and thank you, Lord. We thank you for the outward anointing, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the baptism, the Spirit to minister the Word, and to be able to let you speak through us to others. We ask, Lord, and you want them to be empowered with the Holy Spirit enough to where their spiritual ears will open up during this program, and that their spiritual eyes will open up so that they can hear and be able to realize all the truths so that their spirit can receive immortality, eternal life, life eternal. Lord, we ask that you give them power, and I ask, Lord, that you uplift the church, you strengthen it, make them more aware of the things that are going on around and about them, because it's not good that they be ignorant to the spiritual realm. If their spiritual eyes could open up, they'd see all the spiritual activity going on around and about them. The satanic powers are seducing them. You stated that there would be seducing spirits in these last days, and that they would be seducing them to become part of the great falling away. Lord, we see that hundreds of millions of them have been seduced away from your true word.
that they're into every kind of false doctrine imaginable. It's just horrible. And Lord, I ask that you do something in this service that will enlighten them, to give them direction out of the snares that Satan has led them into. Father, I ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
All right, where's the first letter from?
From Andhra Pradesh, India.
All right, let's go ahead and read it.
Dear beloved Pastor Tony Alamo, may the grace and peace of God be multiplied to you. How are you? I hope you are doing good in health. I am always praying for you and your ministry.
Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. That one.
There's no way to tell you how much happy I am to have received the small package that you sent me. In that, the newsletters have always inspired and changed many lives. Prayerfully, I and my wife and my team, 12 members, are distributing all that you are sending to me. May the Holy Spirit continue to bless your ministry and your family. And also, I am happy with your precious letter that you sent me. Thank you for your valuable words, which are going to fill my needs in my ministry. In my place where I am working, in that area, people are accepting Jesus Christ as their personal Savior in their life through your newsletters. People are very much interested to read the Bible. I am kindly requesting, please pray, for we need Bibles, newsletters, the Book of Messiah, and also please kindly pray, for we don't have a proper church for worshiping every week.
The disciples never had a proper church either. Don't let that bother you. Proper churches are religious churches. If you have a true Christian, have a proper church, you wind up getting it burned down or something. So just serve the Lord in your home, in the woods someplace, or wherever, you know, maybe a cafeteria that they'll let you come in. Cafeterias or restaurants love to have you have meetings in their cafeterias and their restaurants, because they know if you have a big gathering in there, they're going to order coffee or pie and coffee, or maybe even order something to eat like chicken. They can have a special. So you go to restaurant owners and tell them you'll bring in a lot of followers if you'll let them, and they'll probably order some of your food, you know, and that'll make them happy. And they usually give up their dining room for a service once a week, or they might even let you come in every day, you know, if you've got a big enough crowd. And then there's all kinds of ways to get around that. So forget about proper church, right? There's no such thing as dignity in the gospel. You know, John the Baptist and Elijah and people like that were not exactly dignified, or Peter and Paul and all them. I don't call it dignified for somebody to come marching out of the wilderness with a camel hair outfit on, you know, chewing on grasshoppers like John the Baptist did, and washing them down with wild honey. And the same thing with Elijah. So, you know, they weren't exactly formal, neither was Jesus. He sat on mountaintops and preach them. Read the Beatitudes and read. They would go into different houses and preach the gospel just wherever they could. So this modern day idea of Christianity with these huge cathedrals, there isn't anything that ever existed like that in the true New Testament Christian realm. Nobody ever had a church like that. A lot of people say, well, you have to go underground. Well, you don't have to go underground, but you can go in people's houses. Each one of you can meet in a different house every other day or something, or every day, and that way they can't get a bead on you, the devil, and you just dazzle them with footwork. Amen? That's the way we started, and now we have some churches, but it just evolved that way. Churches were empty, and they were for sale, and somebody came to me and told me, if you'll just take over the payments, no down payment, you can have the one in Fort Smith, and we got that one that way. Then we got one over here near the Texarkana area, and Sue and I bought an old restaurant and nightclub. It was abandoned for years. We fixed that up, and that was our church out in the Saugus Newhall Valencia area. We rented an old mansion before that in West Hollywood, and then before that our church was in a house. And before that, Sue and I witnessed and testified in Wino Missions. And then we just witnessed on the street, distributed literature. So there's nothing fancy about the true work of the Lord. You just use whatever the Lord has given you and be thankful that you have souls and that you're winning them. And there's something about it that's something very nice to look back upon. Good old memories, you know, of how you started and everything. And once you get a little bit too much riches or something like that, there's too much of a chance, the Bible says, that you'll backslide. Because that's one thing, when people have gone through poverty and so on, and they've got the Spirit and they have to rely on the Lord all the way to receive the food even for the meal that night. Then when you start getting rich, or money starts coming in, sometimes people forget about that. That's the most dangerous thing that can happen to people, is that when Satan starts allowing idea to have a lot of money or something, because a lot of people, it goes to their head and it just stops, it chokes the spirit. And riches have a tendency to pull people out of the ministry. So don't worry about things. Just be glad to have whatever you have. Sue and I started out in a shack behind a gas station over on Cahuenga Boulevard in Hollywood. And souls, we'd go out on the streets, and souls would come in. And then one day when we were preaching in Lino Missions, we got out there and a bunch of dopers said they wanted us to go and preach to them. We did, over on Carlos Avenue. It was a dope den, and everyone in that dope den got saved, and they flushed all their dope down the toilets. And that became our first church. It was packed out. Thank God we saved a lot of pictures of that, and we got them plastered all over our walls now, near Texarkana and Fort Smith and Los Angeles. And it just really is nostalgia, you know, looking back at the way we started. And really, we don't have any big cathedrals or anything like that at all, but the Lord is with us. Amen?
Amen.
As long as the Lord is in the services, don't worry about it. That's all you really want. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so let's finish the letter.
We have a small ground. In that ground, we want to build the church. And thank you for our ministry t-shirt and sweatshirt. We would like to receive them. You asked what size we used to wear, medium and extra large sizes, and white color. We are prayerfully waiting for your valuable materials. May the Lord Jesus Christ continue to bless you, your family, the ministry that he has given you, and people of the Most High God who are standing in faith with you in the ministry. I am looking forward to hearing from you soon. Very truly yours, Brother V. Dana, from Tanuku, Andhra Pradesh, South India.
Okay, well, make sure you send him a copy of this tape so that they're able to see. We're with you, brothers and sisters there, and we'll be praying for you. And just relax and let the Lord do his work in and through you. Don't push. Don't be anxious for anything, the Lord says. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, and then what? Where's the next
one's from?
From
Monza, Zambia, Africa.
Okay.
Dear Tony Alamo, thank you very much for the 20 Bibles and literatures. May God bless you and increase your days, for the work and burden you have is great. Your literatures and tapes are reaching wider audiences. Praise God. You are outstanding and unique in your approach to Bible truth and presentation of it. You are brief, accurate, and simple with the aim of feeding sheep. You are a friend and faithful servant of our Lord Jesus. Your Bible outline is a blessing to a lot of people here. Your literature and tapes are not for faint-hearted or those who only want Christianity as a hobby to pick up and put down at will. Many people are genuinely saved and go on well with the Lord for a few years, but then they seem to stagnate. They become like spiritual wheelbarrows, no good unless they are pushed.
Right, you know, when you get saved, you should be getting stronger. True Christians that are going to make it to heaven always get stronger as the years go by. This is 41 years for me, going on 42, and I don't feel weaker at all. I don't feel stagnant. I just feel like, you know, I get so angry at the false doctrine that people are preaching and the evil that I see in the world, that I just have to, at the risk of losing my life, I would have to tell people that there's something that's burning inside of me. It's the Holy Spirit just has to vent itself. And I've got to tell you people the truth. That's all there is to it. Okay, and keep going.
If people take your literature and tapes seriously, this will not happen. People in Africa cannot afford a printed page, and in some parts, Christian materials are not available. So it is a big blessing to have tapes and literature from you. It is for that reason we ask your kind and concerned ministry to put me and my team on a mission budget, so that hungry hearts can be filled by the word of the Lord and that your literatures and tapes be applied in the spiritual needs of people. It is my prayer that your literatures and tapes will help and encourage those who read and hear it to come to the Lord Jesus. Amen. Please send me Bibles, literature, and Messiah books. My t-shirt size is extra large. Yours in his service, Lupombo, from Monza, Zambia, Africa.
All right. Praise the Lord. So let's go ahead and send them all those things if you haven't already sent it. Praise the Lord. Okay, now let's do part 5 of Another Pearl Harbor.
All those of us who are now saved were at one time evil ourselves. Therefore, we need to have mercy on all the wicked men and women in the world and pray for their salvation.
Right, remember how you were. I remember how I was. Paul tells how that he was the worst of sinners because he murdered Christians. And the Lord had mercy on him and let his soul be saved. I don't know that I've ever murdered any Christians or anything like that before I was saved. But I know that because of the way I acted, it may have depressed people to the point of wanting to die or something. Or that a lot of people said I just ruined their lives because I came into their life and then I just leave them cold. And so, it's just you can't go back and straighten that out. The Lord just forgives you for all the sins that you've ever committed. He drowns them in the sea of his forgetfulness, and you just have to go on serving the Lord. Okay, and then what?
If they don't get saved, God will pour coals of fire on their heads.
Yeah, so we just have to have mercy on these kind of people, because every one of us were sinners before. Some of us worse than others. Those that have sinned much, love much, the Bible says. And a person that thinks they haven't sinned, they think they don't need Jesus. And the Bible says that a common whore, a common prostitute, will enter the kingdom of heaven if she gets saved before a self-righteous person. So I just pray that you don't think that you're so good that you can do without being born again of the Spirit, that you can do without Jesus, because the credential that you need in order to get into the kingdom of heaven is the blood of Jesus on your soul and the Spirit of God living inside you. The Spirit of Christ with the Father by the Spirit. If that isn't occurring, it doesn't make any difference how good you think you are. You're only good if Christ with his Father by the Spirit is living in you. And you're only saved if your sins are washed away. And everybody was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And so you must be washed. All right, there's no one that is without sin before they get saved. It doesn't mean that after you're saved you have sin on you, because the Lord tells you all your sins are washed away, now go and sin no more. And he means business when he says that. Then you may say, but the Bible says we're weak and he is strong. Yes, we're weak, and that's why we need his strength within us, so that we don't sin anymore. If the Lord, with his Father by the Spirit, is in us, we're strong enough to not sin anymore. You say, but there's so much temptation. Well, the Lord says to flee from the very appearance of evil. And that all depends on how much you care about entering heaven. That depends on how much you believe the Word of God, if there's really a heaven and a hell. If you don't believe that, well, then you're lost anyway. And it's impossible. It says, Jesus said, if you believe my words, then you're saved. If you doubt, you're damned to hell and the lake of fire. And so, if you don't believe, you're just placing yourself in hell. And you say, well, how we have faith? Faith comes by reading, hearing, and reading the Word of God. Faith, so read the Word of God, and then hear the Word of God, and that'll build up faith in you to where you can be saved. Okay? And then when you see all these signs, when you read the Bible, you see all the plagues that will be hitting the earth in the last days, like the floods, the fires, the earthquakes, the pestilence, all the different diseases. And then you'll realize, hey, the Word of God is true. And the heart disease and men's hearts will fail them. And when you see all the other things that are happening on earth that the Lord said would happen, that first of all, us Jews will be preaching to you Gentiles. It just goes on and on. And that's how your faith builds up, when you see what the Bible said would be happening just before Jesus comes back to earth again. And then you look at the world and you see it is happening. Okay, so that seeing the things happen before your eyes that the Lord said would happen is believing. Amen? Okay, so let's continue on.
Satan has been loosed and is controlling millions of willing subjects. It is an Old and New Testament command for us to pray for our enemies, these wicked men and women, so that they might come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pray that God will save them. If the ones we are praying for refuse salvation, again, God will, quote, heap coals of fire upon their heads and destroy them. The World Trade Center, why? Why were the government officials involved with blowing up the World Trade Center? An article in the San Francisco Examiner, June 11, 2002, Section A, page 9, column 1 through 5, quoted an attorney named Stanley Hilton, who is suing President Bush, Vice President Dick Cheney, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, and Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta for $7 billion. He represents the families of 14 victims. 400 plaintiffs are involved nationwide. This article, as well as an interview called The Jones Report, stated that President Bush was involved in the conspiracy to create the September 11th attacks. They state that Bush helped arrange things so that all the security personnel in the United States would look the other way and allow the destruction of the World Trade Center to take place. Mr. Hilton also stated that he has evidence that bin Laden died several years ago of kidney failure. He went on to say that Bush used dead bin Laden's antagonistic image to create a public frenzy, allowing his administration to tighten its political grip.
And the news media helped him do it.
That's Satan's mouth, according to the Bible. Satan would be given the beast, the world government, and the cult would be given a mouth. And who else is that mouth but the news media that just helps inflame people? And then what else?
If this is true, Rome, its world government, and its news media, the propagandists, are leading you down another blind alley, as they do every day and night. Alex Jones of The Jones Report also interviews Stanley Hilton. Stanley Hilton, an expert on government-sponsored terrorism, stated, "We filed the lawsuit last May against Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and a few of the other terrorists who run the United States government for complicity in causing as well as in aiding and abetting the 9/11 attacks in order to promote their political agenda. We are facing very strong resistance from the government. They are claiming national security takes precedence over everything. They claim they don't want to release any documents, but I represent people who were victimized by what the government did." Hilton also stated that he had memos from Bush advisors Wolfowitz, Wormser, Faith, Pearl, and the rest, written several months before 9/11, in which they fervently wished for a Pearl Harbor-type incident, another Pearl Harbor, to give them the shock value that would enable them to carry out their agenda. "I have a witness who was married to one of the hijackers. She knew seven of them because she met them. Essentially, these Arab hijackers were double agents. That is, they were operating inside the United States for 10 to 15 years in cells. Some of them used the term Al-Qaeda. They've used other terms as well. Al-Qaeda is a term that means nothing. You could call them Muslim Brotherhood or something else. What they are is a series of cells that have been aided and abetted by the United States government. This woman was married to one of the terrorists at the time of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing and the Oklahoma City bombing. Her ex-husband actually traveled to Oklahoma City several weeks before the bombings. They were apparently involved in that. What we have here are double agents in that they appear to be Arab fanatics. However, one of the points this woman stressed was that they really are not Muslims. They are more interested in being playboys than in the Quran. I mean, these people drink and were very secular. They were not the fanatical Muslim zealots that the Bush criminals led us to believe. They received regular payments from the United States government. They were recruited by the CIA, the FBI, and counterintelligence. They were paid money, and they were allowed to exchange information with United States government agents about various activities." Alex Jones then said, "Let me stop you right there, Mr. Hilton. Everything you said was already backed up by mainstream reports. You've gotten it now in sworn testimony in depositions under oath."
I had a vision about this sleeping dog. While you people out there are sleeping, these people are busy. They're real busy. This vision was like an English bulldog. I saw half of his body laying inside of a doghouse. It was a beautiful sunny day, real green grass, and he was sound asleep, and you couldn't see the top of his head. And he was in such deep slumber, it was unbelievable. That dog represented the United States, and so the vision widened to where I could see the top of his head and a little above it, and the top of his head was like a food bowl for dogs to eat out of, but there was a lion lapping the brains out of his head. The Lord showed that to me. And so Satan is like a lion going to and fro seeking who he can devour, and you people are sound asleep. You're sound asleep. While you're sleeping, these guys are doing all this to you. and even people that you trust and worship. I've heard different religious, supposed to be leaders on television, saying that they believe that Bush is the Messiah. Well, I'll tell you one thing, he's not my Messiah, Jesus is my Messiah. He said many people in the last days would say they're the Messiah. But he said, behold, I come in clouds, and every eye shall see me. Amen?
Amen.
And as the sun comes up in the east and goes down in the west, that's how the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to come back to earth again. And the Bible says, every eye will see him. Okay? In the clouds, not just for some speechwriter giving him a speech and getting on there and bojiving people. All right? No, he's no Messiah. Far from it. The Messiah will never issue orders to kill millions of people. He's a Catholic, and Catholics are not Messiahs, nor are they even Christians. They murder Christians, but they're certainly not Christians. So I'm going to stop here. It's time for us to pray now. Those of you that want to be part of those that are going to be rejoicing when this Antichrist regime is over with, which is any minute now, say this prayer so you can be saved. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit, wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program, number
48.
Go to alamuministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamuministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
This is Pastor Tony Alamo. Tune in tomorrow to hear another Pearl Harbor. Till then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you and praise the Lord.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.